Rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline remains steady at $2.85 a gallon, but the shocker comes when you compare the price to what it was last year at this time. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, who gave us a different perspective of the price from last year to this time.
Well, for those motorists hitting the road for July 4, it will be the most expensive July 4th going back to 2014, the national average, some 62 cents higher than it was a year ago. That's going to cost motorists $1 billion more over the first 4 days of July than what they paid last year.
While the national average remained the same, motorists in Michigan saw a 13 cent increase. I'm John Clemens.
This year, AAA is estimating nearly 50 million people will travel for the 4th of July. Of course, they're reminding you to slow down, take plenty of time to get to your destination, not to text and drive, and also, as well, please don't drink and drive. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was on Fox and Friends. One of the things she was asked about was the civility in the United States and people on the left attacking people on the right, even when they're having dinner with their family.
I think it's sad the situation and where politics have gotten. Look, we live in an amazing country, and certainly people should be free to disagree. But I think that we can do that in a way that is much nicer, that doesn't call for people to never be able to step foot in public.
Right.
I'm going to continue to do my job to the very best of my ability. I'm going to continue to always treat people with respect. And I think it's a sad day in America when Democrats' only message is to attack people that support this president and support this country and that are here working hard every single day to try to make it better. We show up with that goal in mind. And I think, frankly, if Democrats started thinking about it the same way we are, they'd be a lot better off.
Sanders was also asked about President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States.
The main thing the president is looking for are people that fit the qualifications that you would want in a Supreme Court justice, tremendous intellect, someone who will stick to upholding the Constitution, and somebody who has great judicial temperament. Those are the big things the president is looking for in a candidate, and he's got a great group to choose from, and I know he's going to make the right decision, and we're excited about his announcement on Monday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! This coming Wednesday is Independence Day. Let's all celebrate our nation. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the Fisher Caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
We're back. Frontlines of Freedom is glad to be back on air in Salem, Oregon. Now proudly airing on KSLM Radio, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. So spread the word if you or those you know are in the area and send them to our new home in Salem, Oregon, KSLM Radio.
I like that, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Aspey looks serious. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and military. And I'm going to be in and out today, so Skip and Roland will keep the ball rolling. Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that President Trump's outstanding negotiating skills seem to have really worked in Korea, despite the whining comments of failed negotiators on the mainstream media. Colonel Alan West will join us to look at both the situation in Korea and the situation in our nation's southern border. And then we'll meet Bonnie Carroll, the founder and president of TAPS. That stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. This will move you. Then we'll review the movie of the month for June, Being George. Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival will join us for that.
Hey, troops. Please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation to facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to the show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or our Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Russia has expressed alarm over President Trump's call for the U.S. to dominate space exploration and has planned to create a separate branch of the military called a Space Force. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova said at a press briefing that Russia noted the U.S. president's instructions to separate space forces from the Air Force, saying, "The most alarming thing about this news is the aim of his instructions, namely to ensure U.S. domination in space." Trump said that America will always be first in space, and we don't want China and Russia and other countries leading us. He also called for the Pentagon to create a new space force that would become the sixth branch of the American military, although this requires congressional approval. Zakharova warned that the U.S. is nurturing plans to bring out weapons into space with the aim of possibly staging military action there. She insisted, "This is not based on guesswork. This is understanding the realities." Zakharova went on to warn, "U.S. military buildup in space, especially after the appearance of weapons there, would have a destabilizing effect on strategic stability and international security." She said Russia takes a diametrically opposite position, that space must be used for peaceful aims. While Russia has a branch of the military called Space Forces, their activities are purely defensive, she stressed. Space research is one of the few areas where Russia and the U.S. continue international cooperation. Both NASA astronauts and Russian cosmonauts are crew members on the International Space Station, and the orbiting laboratory is reliant on space launches from Russia's Baikonur Cosmodrome.
Russia is an aggressive nation seeking domination at every point. I certainly don't believe that their space force is only there for peaceful purposes. We must do what is necessary to ensure the space does not become hostile to us.
You may recognize the name Teresa Scanlon. She was Miss America 2011, and she has announced on Instagram that she has joined the United States Air Force.
Josh, score one for the Air Force.
One of many, Colonel. U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan have reached a new record for this year, marking the highest number of airstrikes in Operation Freedom Sentinel for any month since October. Fighter, attack, and remotely piloted aircraft together dropped nearly 600 weapons in the month of May, according to the recent strike report from Air Force's Central Command. And more bombs were dropped over the 61 days of April and May than over the entirety of 2015, according to DoD data. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan, Combined Force Air Component Commander and the commander of AFCENT, said, quote, "U.S. air operations in May put tremendous pressure on every branch of the Taliban's network," end quote.
Since we say the Taliban is our enemy, we should do everything possible to take them out completely. Way to go, Air Force.
North Korea will turn over the remains of an unknown number of U.S. or allied service members who have been missing since the Korean War. The remains are believed to be some or all of the over 200 that the North Koreans have had for some time. But the precise number and the identities, including whether they are U.S. or Allied service members, won't be known until the remains are tested. The Defense Department, State Department, and White House would only say that Trump's agreement with Kim Jong-un cleared the way for the planning for the return of remains. It's been more than a decade since North Korea turned over the remains of American troops missing from the Korean War. Richard Downs, executive director of the Coalition of Families of Korean and Cold War POW MIAs, said he has since been told that the North may have the remains of over 200 American service members that were likely recovered from land during farming or construction. But he said the vast majority have yet to be located and retrieved from various cemeteries and battlefields across the countryside. According to Chuck Pritchard, spokesman for the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, once the remains are turned over, they would be sent to one of two Defense Department facilities, Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam, Hawaii, and Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, for tests to determine identification.
I'm very happy that we may soon be able to honor and lay to rest some more of our brave troops.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on governments worldwide to join forces to defend against cyber threats that he said could even bring down military and civilian aircraft. Cybersecurity also represents an enormous business opportunity, Netanyahu told a cyber conference at Tel Aviv University, adding that Israel receives about 20% of global investment in the sector. Netanyahu said, quote, "We cannot go back to the world of levers, pulleys, and couriers. Since we are going forward, we are absolutely vulnerable. Our airlines can be brought down. Our fighter planes can be brought down," end quote. While Israel monitors attacks at its cybersecurity center in the southern city of Beersheba, Netanyahu said there was, quote, "no silver bullet. This is a supreme test for our civilization. It's going to be tested not only by criminal organizations, by terrorists, but by other states. We have to combine forces," end quote. As he spoke, lights flashed and another voice boomed out in the room in a simulation of a hacking attack, saying that the hackers were based in a country not far from Israel, an apparent reference to the country's arch foe, Iran. The voice told attendees their bank accounts had been frozen and their information was being shared with their enemies. Israeli cyber exports last year amounted to $3.8 billion. Netanyahu added, quote, "We are punching about 200 times above our weight here," end quote. The Beersheba Center brings together military, academia, and businesses, which is a risk with regard to Israel's military applications. Netanyahu said, quote, "But I'm willing to take on that risk, because I think cybersecurity growth through cooperation and cybersecurity as a business is tremendous," end quote.
Another area in which we have to be aware. I'm glad that our ally Israel is leading the way on this. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with Colonel Alan West about Korea and our southern border. At East Troops, take a break. On July 4th, we'll celebrate American freedom with fireworks and barbecues, but you can wear your patriotism on your sleeve all summer long with LuLaRoe's new American Dreams clothing collection. This summer line of skirts, dresses, tops, and pants pays tribute to the spirit of love, family, community, and country with a patriotic twist. Being proud to be an American never looked so good. Check out the collection at LuLaRoe.com. Follow LuLaRoe on Instagram and Facebook and hashtag LuLaRoe American Dreams.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Criminals love the cover of darkness. It hides them and provides a tactical advantage and cover for them to launch an attack. Avoid dark alleys and unlit parking lots. When possible, always park under a light and avoid areas with a reputation for high crime. Remember, if you can't see the bad guy, then you can't avoid his ambush. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. We still don't know if North Korea will give up its nuclear weapons, but as we discussed last week, it looks very likely. Only time will tell, but it's now clear that President Trump's a real negotiator. All of the experts insisted the opposite. How could they agree to a presidential summit without first guaranteeing the end product, they whine. All those who negotiated failed deals over the years are now critics. But what happened in Singapore, for the first time since Ronald Reagan went to Reykjavik, was a U.S. president who actually knew how to negotiate, and he took on America's enemies. Five lessons stand out. One, don't make light of your counterpart's failings. Play them up. Obama's team praised Iranian President Rouhani as a moderate. By praising him, we justified making concessions to him without requiring reciprocation. Thus, our negotiations put the burden to prove good intentions on themselves rather than on their evil opponents. Trump did the opposite. After North Korea tested an ICBM last July, Trump called Kim Little Rocket Man and a madman. By polarizing Kim and blaming him for the danger to the U.S. national security, Trump required Kim to prove his good intentions as a precondition for negotiations. Kim then released three American hostages and blew up his nuclear test site. He was the one who needed to prove his credibility, not Trump. Number two, intimidate, don't woo your opponent's friends. Trump's three predecessors all begged China to rein in the North Koreans, thus handing all the leverage to Beijing. Trump, on the other hand, threatened China. He linked U.S.-China trade deals to Chinese assistance in curtailing North Korea and agreeing to a U.S. goal of denuclearizing China's client state. Trump's linkage of U.S.-China trade to North Korean denuclearization paid off. Xi cut off North Korean coal exports to China and limited fuel shipments from China. A month later, Kim announced he wanted to meet with his South Korean counterpart. Three, make it easy for your side to walk away from the table and hard for the other side to jump ship. First, Trump and Secretary of Defense Mattis threatened to destroy North Korea. Second, Trump proposed a large increase in defense spending. Third, Trump repeated that he has no idea whether talks with Kim will lead to an agreement or not, but it's worth a try. Finally, after Kim insulted National Security Advisor John Bolton, Trump canceled the summit. Trump's polling numbers improved. As for Kim, Trump's nixing the summit taught him two lessons. First, he learned the price of failure. And second, Kim learned that, unlike his predecessors, Trump doesn't fear walking away. If Kim wants to negotiate, he must respect Trump's choices. Number four, appoint hardline negotiators. Kim's attack on Bolton was reasonable from his perspective. Bolton has been the most outspoken critic of nuclear diplomacy with North Korea in Washington forever. For the past generation, Americans engaging in negotiation with enemies have given their opponents a say, even veto power, over the members of the negotiating teams. This while ignoring the concerns of their domestic constituencies. Trump did the opposite. After setting up the talks in a way that minimizes the cost of walking away for him and maximizes the cost for Kim, he chose negotiators that would both minimize the chance of reaching a bad deal and encourage his constituents that he can be trusted. Everybody knows so long as Bolton is present, there's no chance the U.S. will agree to a bad deal. Trump's rising poll numbers and that the majority of Americans support his negotiations with Kim show that his efforts have paid off politically. And number five, take control of the clock. Reporters were shocked when Trump announced that he and Kim were about to sign an agreement. Soon they were in the Grand Hall for a formal signing ceremony. The agreement was nothing but platitudes, for which Trump was criticized, of course. But the point wasn't to reach a serious agreement. The point was signing the paper. By signing it, Trump took all the time pressure off himself. They have their deal. They have the time they need now to do what it takes to get Kim to cough up all of his nukes. And time is working against Kim. Secretary Pompeo said that the economic sanctions on North Korea will remain until they denuclearize in a verifiable manner. Thus, assuming Kim cares about his nation's economy, he will want to reach a deal and implement it as quickly as possible. Trump is only dealing with a nuclear North Korea because all of his predecessors enabled Pyongyang's nuclear armament through weak diplomacy. He's doing his thing because their old approach gave Kim the ability to nuke New York. And now it's clear that what the critics really fear is not that he will fail, but that he'll succeed, like only a loudmouth real estate mongol and reality show star from the Queens who couldn't care less what they think of him and having to write a book called The Art of the Deal. Only someone like that can do. And all this is good for America and for our security. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
On September 2nd, 2015, one Marine was killed and 11 others were injured when a CH-53 Super Stallion helicopter made a hard landing near Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The incident was one of five aircraft training mishaps that year that left 15 Marines dead. It was the first year since 2011 that on-duty deaths actually exceeded military deaths in combat. And what seemed an anomaly 3 years ago has become a trend, one that in 2018 seems to be gaining momentum. In a recent report, lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee said that last year nearly four times as many military personnel died in training accidents as were killed in combat. In all, by the committee's accounting anyway, 21 service members died in combat, while 80 died as a result of non-combat training-related accidents. So far, the training death rate in 2018 seems to be on pace with 2016. This spring alone, 25 service members have been killed in military aviation mishaps alone. The problem is not limited to aviation, however. Last August, the Navy lost 17 sailors in separate collisions involving the USS John McCain and the USS Fitzgerald. Navy investigators later found both accidents were related to ongoing Navy readiness problems. A month later, 14 Marines and a sailor were injured, some critically, when their amphibious assault vehicle burst into flames after an explosion at a pre-deployment training exercise at Camp Pendleton. But of course, the most dramatic accidents have been involved with aviation, which according to the analysis by the Military Times news organization, are at a six-year high. Over the past 5 years, 133 troops have died in aircraft training accidents. Military experts offer several reasons, including old equipment for the mishaps. The deployment schedule, they say, has been stepped up, promoting training that is happening faster than ever in previous eras. Flight hours have been reduced, meaning pilots aren't as experienced, and maintenance of aging equipment is held back because the spare parts are scarce. A lot of people are also pointing to the budget sequestration deal 3 years ago as one of the main culprits, since it has a damaging effect on both training safety and equipment maintenance. But we need to keep in mind, when you task aviators to hurl themselves at the earth, fight other aircraft, fly at high speeds extremely close to the ground, or land on aircraft carriers, and do it all at night, accidents are going to happen. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, Colonel Alan West will discuss challenges to America. Then we're going to learn about the Tragedy Assistance Program for survivors. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Let's do 25, then stand at ease. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and celebrating our nation's history and heritage.
In many of the communities we serve, Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor 4th of July festivities. From parades to firework celebrations, we love building relationships in our local communities. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump has been busy on Twitter. He sent out a tweet earlier today saying he interviewed four very impressive people regarding his nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain said there's one thing in common of everyone that President Trump interviewed.
They are constitutionalists. The Democrats are trying to shift the subject and talk about specific cases from the past. The president has stated he's not interested in trying to put someone on that's going to revisit a case from the past. And here's something that the Democrats seem to forget about. You don't revisit a case from the past unless somebody sues from the present.
Heavy rains forecast for northern Thailand could worsen flooding in a cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach are waiting to be rescued. The 13 people disappeared when flooding trapped them in a cave they were exploring after a soccer game. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm co-host Sergeant Skip Coriel. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. Email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Colonel Alan West. Colonel West is a combat veteran, was a congressman, and continues to serve our nation. I don't think he knows how not to serve. Welcome aboard, Colonel West.
Hey, Skip. It's good to be with you. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. The weather's fine out here. Where are you at right now as far as America goes?
Well, I'm in Dallas, Texas, but I'll be heading out to Tombstone, Arizona tomorrow to be a part of Freedom Days out there.
It sounds like a lot of fun, but it's going to be hot, isn't it?
No, it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be in the low to mid-90s in the evening. Well, it gets down to 66. I mean, look, I'm coming from Dallas, Texas, where it's 105. So.
Oh, I know. Well, Alan, you know, everything is relative, isn't it? Up here in Michigan, where we record, call us in January, and then we'll talk about the weather. All right. Well, Alan, for the sake of our listeners, can you give us a quick review of your time in the Army?
Well, pretty simple. I started out as a young lieutenant commissioned out of University of Tennessee. My first assignment was with the 325th Airborne Battalion Combat Team, Vicenza, Italy. I was an artillery officer. I also served in 1st Infantry Division, 2nd, 4th Infantry Divisions. I participated in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and also had a 3-year joint exchange assignment with the United States Marines.
Oh, Semper Fi. I spent some time in the Marine Corps myself.
Yep, down at Camp Lejeune, Camp Swampy.
Oh, yes. Well, Colonel, my neighbor right across the road from my house, he was an artillery officer in Vietnam. And he has about a third of his hearing left. I hope you fared better.
Say what?
Very good. And you're witty, too. That's great.
That's right.
All right, Colonel. For today, we'd like to talk about the situation in Korea and how you see it progressing. And then let's talk about our southern border. What's your take on how things are going in our relationship with North Korea?
Well, I will tell you without a doubt, the recent revelation that North Korea is going to change their, you know, 50-some-odd-year-old policy of anti-U.S. propaganda, that's huge. Because when I was with the 2nd Infantry Division stationed over in Korea in 1995, If you went up to on the DMZ, you constantly heard the blaring come across the loudspeakers and everything there. And of course, you know, you read reports about the rhetoric that's in their schools and in their papers and what have you. I think that's a big step. The most important thing is you look and you have not seen any recent firings of ballistic missiles, long range, medium range, any type of range, and you haven't had any nuclear weapons testing. So I think that we have seen some improvements. Does not mean that we're there yet. Hopefully soon we will see a timeline that will be given to the North Koreans of the conditions that need to be met. But the complete denuclearization is important. And the fact that Kim Jong-un has been pressured to be the first North Korean leader to sit down with an American president and talk about how we can get things going in the right direction in the Korean Peninsula, that was monumental, and that cannot be debated.
You know, Alan, it feels different this time. I know Kim's predecessors, you know, they made a lot of promises in the past, said they were going to straighten things out and make changes, and, you know, it just never happened for whatever reason. Why do you think it might be different this time?
Because you have an American president that stood up to them and showed resolve and resiliency. Instead, you know, when I was in Korea, you know, they rattle their sabers, they're threatened to do this, that, or the other, they shoot off missiles or what have you, and we just write them another check for economic aid, or we send them some more food aid. Of course, that would last up to a certain period of time, and then the whole thing would continue on again, repeat itself. It was just international extortion at the highest levels. But now when you have someone that stands back and says, hey, look, I have a bigger button than you do, you know, little rocket man, he's spoken the language that dictators understand. That's strength and might. And that is what has caused major concerns for Russia, for China, for Iran, and brought North Korea to a table.
Well, this is co-host Skip Coyle on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the situation in North Korea with Colonel Alan West. Now, Alan, what if Kim does as promised? What happens then?
Well, if Kim does as promised, then, and everything goes in that direction of a denuclearized North Korea, that really does cause, you know, China a little bit of angst. And I think that what China and also Russia, they want to see a North Korea that continues to keep us distracted, keep us tied up. They also don't want to see what happened with, you know, Germany. And all of a sudden you had the collapse of East Germany, which led to the collapse of the entire Eastern European bloc and reduced the hegemonic dominance and influence of Russia. And they're fighting to regain that now. Mm-hmm. And China does not want to see that happen so close. It will put immense pressure on the Chinese. And, you know, if we were to have a unified Korean Peninsula that is friendly to the West, that does have a major economic impact there, and it also puts a lot of pressure on China as far as their belligerence that we see in the South China Sea.
China has been, you say belligerent, there's no other word to describe that. I mean, feisty, almost an in-your-face kind of an attitude towards the United States. What do you think China would do or could do if North and South Korea decided, hey, let's get together and let's unify?
Well, that is what China is trying, I think, without a doubt, to preclude. You've seen more overtures from not just China, but Russia also. And Iran is very concerned because if you want to talk about collusion, the sharing of ballistic missile and nuclear weapons technology between Iran and North Korea has been very, very well-documented reporting and was quite prevalent. I think China then has to start to wonder who will be their immediate allies. Vietnam is not one. Japan is not going to be one. If they lose North Korea, they're in a lot of trouble.
So North Korea, South Korea, they unify. Russia and China aren't happy about that. As far as why this is actually happening, I mean, you talked about Trump. Basically, he's talking their language. You know, he's tough. Trump just talks tough. He knows how to negotiate, and he negotiates from a position of strength all the time. I'm wondering if there's something else involved. Maybe Trump is offering something to Kim that he can't get from China or Russia. That's just speculation, but what do you think?
Well, the thing that he can offer is economic viability. let's face it, that North Korea has no economy. And if we continue to, you know, create that separation between North Korea and China and say, hey, look, you can be welcome. Look, when you look at a satellite imagery photo of the Korean Peninsula at night, one part of it is well lit. The other part is dark. And if Donald Trump could promise your lights can be on and you can look like that as well. And furthermore, no dictator, no despot wants to be the first in his family to lose the power. That's a big concern for Kim. And so if he can stay in power in some, you know, lesser position, lesser threat of a position, that would be important. But I don't know if that's possible going forward. But, you know, without a doubt, the United States can try to promise, you know, North Korea a better economic future. And that puts a lot of economic pressure also on China.
So we're talking about North Korea could get better Wi-Fi reception, without a doubt. Maybe electricity, food for their peasants, maybe some industrialization, and maybe even a Trump hotel. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, I don't know about a Trump hotel. I think that most of the people in North Korea will be just happy to get the lights to stay on.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be a huge step for them.
Yeah, extra lights and a full belly. That would be – well, Colonel West, this is just fantastic, and I certainly hope that all these things come to pass. It'd be good for U.S., it'd be good for Korea, and it'd be good for the world. So, wow, that would be fantastic. There's more to discuss about Korea and our southern border. And Colonel West, you'll stay with us. This is Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many the colonel says he does every day. And, of course, he's an officer and gentleman, and he would never lie. Go ahead, take a break, but stay in the area.
United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is co-host Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing in our conversation with Colonel Alan West. We just discussed the situation in Korea. Now let's talk about our southern border. There's the real issue: the security of our border and our nation and the control of illegal immigrants. Then there's the phony issue of tearing weeping children away from their parents. Alan, you live in Texas, a southern border state. How real is the problem of border security?
Well, it's incredibly real. You talk about the people that live along the Rio Grande River Valley and the border there. There are, you know, the concerns of gangs. There are the concerns of local criminality. There's the, you know, the human issue of the smuggling of individuals. I think it was about, 5 or 6 months ago, we had the incident where the people were, suffocated in the back of a truck, and they were found, you know, here in Texas. So you have all of those things there. And, you know, we are either a sovereign nation or we are not. And if we are a sovereign nation, we have a border to protect and to defend. And I just don't understand how the progressive socialist left believes that open borders are a winning issue for them. And again, you know, they're trying to use that emotional heartstring issue of the children. But, you know, they didn't say a lot when it was the Obama administration using the cages and the tinfoil blankets and things of this nature. All reports show that, you know, these young people are living in some very nice places. And when you saw that front cover story of Time magazine, when we found out the real truth behind the young girl shown in that picture, was that she was never separated from her family. She was kidnapped by the mother and illegally brought into the United States of America. So I think that if we can, you know, support the protection of our borders, we end the drug cartels who are making a killing of money, you know, illegally bringing people into the United States of America across a very dangerous journey. And we also need to ask Mexico, why are you allowing this to transit through your country? Their border security laws, their immigration laws are draconian. And so why would they think that we can't have any security whatsoever of our own country?
Well, Colonel, I think people are like countries, and they tend to do what's in their best interest. Is it possible that it's in Mexico's best interest to have people coming through, or is the Mexican government really in charge, or is it the cartels? Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I would say that the cartels, without a doubt, are in charge of those border provinces along the United States border. The Mexican government is, you know, pretty much so deferred to them, and they're not going to step up and get in the way. It could be stopped by the Mexican government, but obviously the corruption down there is rampant, and maybe they do want to create this kind of turmoil, and they do want to do whatever it takes to try to undermine the Trump administration. But again, when you look at, you know, our immigration policies and processes, you know, we have to protect that border. We have to protect the American people and the American citizenry. We should not have these criminal illegal immigrant gangs like MS-13 that are operating. And when I hear people talk about abolishing immigration and customs enforcement, the ICE, they're going after criminals. They're not just going out there rounding up people willy-nilly. And that's something that has to be expressed. And so when you have folks like the mayor of Oakland and what she did tipping off people on an impending operation there, that to me is just heinous. I mean, who are you serving? Are you serving the rightful citizens of the United States of America, or are you serving your own ideological agenda?
This is Sergeant Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the challenge on our southern border with Colonel Alan West. Colonel, I remember, you know, decades ago when I was in the Marine Corps down at Camp Pendleton, on the weekends, you know, the other Marines, they would go down to Tijuana, Mexico for the weekend for a quote-unquote good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always resisted that because every once in a while, a few of them didn't come back. And it just seems like, you know, the Mexican government is a lot more serious about the integrity of their borders than the United States is. And that it's just such a double standard to me. You know, it's like the entire world has better border security than we do. And in my mind, you know, a border, it's like a firewall to a computer. It helps keep certain elements out
you know, that you don't want in. And so what are some of the things that we want to keep out of the United States?
Well, and, you know, the exact same thing with the Army in Fort Bliss, Texas, with Juarez just right across the way. So, well, I think the most important thing is that it is not that we're trying to restrict people from having a share of the American dream and the opportunities that you have here, but there's a front door, and we want people to use that front door. And I think it's very important that we make sure that we refine and reform our legal immigration process. And that's what we want. We want people to come here legally and not illegally. And when you look at the threats that are coming across an unsecure border, you know, not everyone is coming here that wants to work in the hospitality industry or in the construction industry. There are people that are coming across that border that have connections to countries that are on the terrorist list. There are Islamic jihadists. We know about the drug trade. I mean, I see it is very hypocritical when people say that they want something to be done about the opioid crisis and the drug crisis in the United States of America, but yet they don't want to stem the flow of drugs, illicit, illegal drugs that come in from Mexico. So those are just some of the things. And then, of course, without a doubt, if we're not serious, I mean, look at this gang, MS-13. We should not have a criminal, illegal immigrant gang that is operating here within the borders of the United States of America. And some people say, hey, you know, it's not that bad. It's only, you know, 15, 20, 25,000. Well, you and I know that 15 to 20,000, that constitutes an infantry division.
Yes.
And I don't think we want an enemy infantry division, you know, roaming around in certain targeted inner cities here in the United States of America.
Well, especially, I mean, something like MS-13, that's not a well-oiled machine as far as discipline and rules of engagement. It's like, hey, they're free to rape, kill, plunder whoever they want, and they're very violent, aggressive people, almost animalistic. So,
yeah, they are. They don't have a spark of divinity like Nancy Pelosi said.
Well, Colonel, recently on the news, there was a U.S. District Court judge who just basically filed a restraining order on the Trump administration. They have to reunite all of the families within 30 days. And I was under the impression that President Trump had just signed an executive order saying that families shouldn't be separated. So what's up with that?
Well, without a doubt, it's once again the judicial activism that you have out there. It's the left trying to make it seem like they're doing something to the Trump administration and also to keep this, you know, issue alive on their behalf. But this thing is going to be resolved. And once again, we're talking about, I've read between 1,800 to maybe 2,300 of these instances. That's not an epidemic. You know, when I think about some of the things that the left has stood for, you want to talk about separating, you know, children from life and from families. There have been 17 million black babies aborted since 1973. Mm-hmm. I don't see the left getting upset about that. I don't see the left getting, you know, you talk about separating kids from a quality education. They're not supporting school choice vouchers or anything of that nature. Lyndon Johnson and his Great Society programs and how it has decimated the family in the United States of America, especially in the black community, where now you only have 24% of kids that have, you know, a two-parent household. So I think the left should check themselves, you know, at the door. And again, it's just their hypocrisy is incredibly rampant. And we have to get back to understanding the roles and responsibilities and the enumerated powers in our Constitution. The left kind of got a lesson on that from the Supreme Court when it came from, you know, people traveling into this country from terrorist-based nations that we have listed as such. So the president has certain enumerated powers in Article 2, and one of the most important ones is to ensure that we are protected. And if you want to tell me that there have not been cases of people just picking kids up on this route and saying that they're their child, you know, yeah, as Ronald Reagan would say, trust but verify.
Colonel, I agree with everything that you just said. Now, to wrap it up here, I know that you are now the director of Booker T. Washington Initiative at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Go ahead, tell us all about that.
Well, you know, if we're going to turn the tide of this victim mentality that we have emanating from the left, there's no better example of that than the life of Booker T. Washington, a man that was born into slavery but became one of the great educators and orators in the United States of America. And I'm just humbled that the Texas Public Policy Foundation would enable me to use his life and his theories on education being that a cornerstone for entrepreneurship and self-reliance for us to look at policies that we can create for the state of Texas and also for the entire United States of America. And also, if you go to my website, theoldschoolpatriot.com, you will see that Texas Public Policy Foundation has re-released the autobiography of Booker T. Washington, and I wrote an updated foreword to it, and you can purchase that book through Amazon. I think it's about $9.95.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Colonel West, for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our country, and thank you for your service to mankind and all of Texas, I might add.
Thanks so much. Semper Fi, Skip.
All right, Semper Fi. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour learning about TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Then we'll review the June movie of the month, Being George. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. This is Marine Sergeant Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run a couple miles of wind sprints. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send us your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on July 16th. Now, this is right after President Trump travels to the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, and to the United Kingdom. Retired four-star General Jack Keane told Fox Business what needs to be at the top of the agenda for the president.
I think the number one topic that will be addressed, which is also the one I think should be addressed, is Syria. And the reason is that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed there, 9 to 10 million people displaced from their homes, Maria, and it's a human catastrophe. The Obama administration walked away from it because they wouldn't assist the Syrian moderates when they had the upper hand.
Shocking new video was released of a police officer standing outside Stephen Paddock's hotel room at the Mandalay Bay last October as Paddock shot concertgoers. The police officer's actions and inactions are being reviewed by the Las Vegas Police Department. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
Car makers are urging President Trump not to follow through on a threat to place tariffs on imported vehicles. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Automakers say the tariffs President Trump is threatening to impose on imported vehicles could add $4,000 to $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The carmakers say that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the U.S. Auto industry analysts saying it's because makers would spread the cost of tariffs among many vehicles, so individual models wouldn't be at a disadvantage. If not, the prices would rise even more for those vehicles. A number of car makers, including General Motors and Toyota, say the tariffs on cars could also lead to a lot of job losses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, we're learning that Amazon will include Whole Foods Market in its annual Prime Day coming up July 16th. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why?